the Roland twins. Mickey, the adventurous troublemaker, and Sarah, me, the one with the stick stuck up her butt, as Mickey would put it. I smile, thinking about how annoying Mickey can be while being the funniest person at the same time. Somehow his humor makes him charming. Or rather, it made him charming. I remind myself to stop thinking the worst. But it's so hard not to. Mickey's gone. It's been almost a week. Police believe he left town. Part of me wonders if he's on his way to see me. I left Pinewood Springs years ago, while Mickey stayed behind. It was something we fought about often. I moved across the country to Toronto for school, while he stayed in small-town Alberta. I knew he resented me for leaving. I resent myself sometimes after what happened. I couldn't stay, though. I couldn't stand to watch another day of my mother deteriorating slowly in front of me. She was sick with cancer for most of my teenage years. Soon after Mickey and I turned 20, the cancer got much worse. Things were not looking well, but she kept fighting. She stayed alive. Mickey would joke that I got my stubbornness from Mom. She refused to let her sickness win. When he said that to me when I was younger, I was annoyed. But now I take it as a badge of honor. My mom fought her cancer for years and wouldn't give up. I hate myself for thinking she should have. Would it have been easier for her and Mickey and me if she just peacefully passed? Sure, I got more time with her. But knowing how the eventual end for her was coming, it was unbearable. I decided to leave. I left town, my mother, and brother. Mom wouldn't be by herself, though. She remarried 6 years ago to John. He owned a hardware store in town. The two met when Mom needed to buy some floor tiles, and John gave her a discount. The next day, he showed up at our door with flowers for her. I didn't know what to think of John at first when he entered the picture. After they married, he said it would be okay if I wanted to call him Dad, but I refused. I never knew my real father and didn't need a replacement. I was too old to care about having a father figure in my life. Thankfully, John is a decent man. Otherwise, I'm not sure I could have left Pinewood Springs. Mickey was not the type to care for Mom on his own. I don't believe he was capable of doing so. I wouldn't be. Sometimes I wonder, though, what things would have been like for Mickey had he left town as well. Would he still have gone down the terrible road he took? I look on my phone and search for flights back to Alberta. Thankfully, my professors at university are giving me some time off. But I'm not sure how much more I can take without it impacting my semester. I'm in my senior year as a criminology student at the University of Toronto. Only one more year until adulthood truly starts. Thankfully, I picked a degree that will open many doors and be worth the dollars I spent for tuition. I can be a criminologist someday. Truthfully, I'm not sure what I had in mind when I took criminology. There's plenty of majors I could have taken that would have guaranteed me a job with good pay, and mine is not one of them. I wanted to leave Pinewood Springs as soon as I could, so I'm not sure how much thought I put into what I wanted to take. Criminology just seemed so interesting. I searched through multiple sites to find the best price to bring me back to my hometown. I'm not sure why I'm doing this. Even if I go back to Pinewood Springs, what can I do to find Mickey? He's become a totally different person to the brother I knew. He's no longer the same. Soon after I left, and Mother got worse, he found a new way to deal with his emotions. Drugs. The hard type. The kind of drugs that people don't advertise on t-shirts and celebrate on 420. He's changed. New friends, a new girlfriend. Judging from what I can see on Facebook, she seems like a piece of work too. Jen Herring is her name. Despite Mickey being missing, she doesn't seem to care when I search on her social media. Snooping on his girlfriend's Facebook, she only had one post about my brother. Miss